The Sixth Sense podcast is brought to you by Grin Brush. Happy teeth, happy planet. Grin Toothbrush is a toothbrush that takes better care of your teeth and the planet. It's beautiful, responsible, and automatic. Listen, fellas, you're going to be saving time and money when you subscribe to get your premium toothbrush delivered to you for less than what you're paying for drugstore brands. Not only that, you're going to be going green. You're going to be saving the environment. The Grin toothbrush uses 85% less plastic than disposable, overpriced drugstore brands. And finally, you're going to be simplifying your life. You get these fresh brush heads, and replacement reminders arrive automatically to you to let you know when to change your brush head so you can be putting the cleanest toothbrush, germ-free, into your mouth. Now, gentlemen, this is a great gift for the ladies, sisters, brothers, kids, mothers, fathers, anyone in your family, friends. So if you want to pick one up for yourself or anyone else, go to grinbrush.com and enter the promo code SIXTHSENSE, and you'll get a 15% discount on your subscription. Again, go to grinbrush.com, enter the promo code SIXTHSENSE, and you'll get a 15% discount on your subscription. All right, fellas, go sign up and take care of your oral care.
Yeah, I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window.
Podcast, the Sixth Sense podcast, if you need to know the name, which is important to say near the front of the podcast. I learned that in hosting school. I'm kidding, I never went to hosting school. Zach Cosby here. I did take some broadcasting, but it doesn't show through on this entity as much as I think it should, or maybe as my co-hosts would want. We, of course, cover the UFFL, the Ultimate Fantasy Football League. There are three of us usually on the show. Last week, only a couple of us made it, but thankful that my co-hosts could join us, or join you guys anyways, to break down a very interesting week that was, that I'm glad we've moved on from. Not even anything really to talk about from week 9. We will review week 10 only on this episode and look ahead to UFFL week 11, because nothing really happened last week, did it, Andrew Kirkland?
Just playing with the house's money. Just got all my money back now. The CFO of the league. Just, you know, I'm gonna just, you know, get into the bank right now, start taking money out. Anyways, no, things are good. Almost 200. Rivalry week. I took down the rival of G&J. You know, put them in their place, put them tied for last place. It's a good night. I'm happy, feeling good about my team. And Cosby, it's good to have you back. I'm really happy you're back here. I'm glad you're feeling a little bit better, but sorry if I jinxed your team last week, but anyways.
He's not sorry. Right, York? He said, "Oh, I'm sorry if I jinxed your team." He's like grinning. Like, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
Definitely not sorry.
Well, all right. Well, we know Yorkie doesn't have a lot of time, right, Kirky? So what's up first here?
The Commissioner Corner. We'll go right into it.
Oh, fellas, another podcast from deep in the hallways of Scotiabank Arena. This will always be
the vault.
The Air Canada Center to me. I'm in one of the three or four extra locker rooms we have here. I guess parity. That's pretty much sums up our league right now. We have Lafferty Daniel, obviously, secured his playoff berth with an 8-2 record. But then, Jagerbombs and Dumpster Fire Divots are only a game behind. But definitely parity. If you look at five all the way through 11, any one of us could make a move and get out of the playoffs. You lose a game, you're out of the playoffs. And then also G&J and the two other guys at 3-7. You know, they got essentially one out to get in. We've got three games left for everyone to go. And Kazi, what do you always say? What gets in the playoffs?
Six wins, but I don't know this year. Now I'm nervous.
I don't think 6 wins is getting in.
I think I jinxed that too.
I definitely think you did. I think it's going to be 7 wins. 7 wins is going to get you in.
My stupid tie. I'm interrupting the commissioner's corner, but my stupid tie is going to screw me.
Hey, that tie could come back. It's a 4th and 5th place, both with the tie. Kirky, what's getting in the playoffs? How many wins?
Well, we got 2 left and 5 and 5 at 8. So I think in one of those, if one of those guys go 1 and 2 coming out, I don't think. No, they go 1 and what the fuck? What am I talking about?
We have 3 games.
3 weeks buddy. Left. Holy fuck.
Good thing we're both here this week.
Hey, it's a good thing you're the CFO of a major financial corporation.
Yeah, and the counter. Yeah, he's counting.
And the counting. Yeah, one for me, 1 for the league. 1 for me, 1 for the league.
Yeah. Anyways, I think if one of those teams goes 1 and 2, I don't think they'll make it. I think they all have to.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's tough. Like
G and J, Gurley's gone wild.
Well, they're done.
Bad as Nathan Peterman, you got to win it. Anyways, fellas, so parity is this week's topic. I'm sitting at 5-5. Have lost 3 in a row. The team's in a shit. I don't even know the right adjective to describe my team right now. But got a big matchup this week against Tinder Assassins. So that's pretty much it for the Commissioner's Corner this week. Live from somewhere in Scotiabank Arena. I have to go back. Though it was nice. I did see Dwayne. I chatted with Casey tonight. It was kind of weird seeing him back after 7 years. He was with us 7 years. This is year 11 for me. So it was Sam Mitchell for half a season or a season and a half, Chairman for 2, and then Case.
Well, they're dominating tonight. What is it?
Yeah, we're up like
at least 10 right now.
So, fellas, I'm signing off. I will listen when it's up and running. And I'm excited to hear who's the dud in the matchup of the week. I got an idea for next year's for the loser of the dud for next year. But we'll get into that in another podcast.
All right, Yorkie. Have a good one. We'll talk to you later.
Peace. Ship it. Heck of a tease there from Yorkie.
Yeah, it was a pretty big tease.
From the commish.
A good tease after a lackluster commissioner corner.
You just say you're a tough critic, though. You're a tough critic, man.
One, that's already. I feel like that's been like a commissioner corner like 3 times. I think he's done that once. I've literally mimicked that on another one, and now he's doing it again. So I don't know.
What's your hot take on them? Which is a term we all love, but what's your hot take on this?
My hot take is, I don't know how Lafferty Daniel is doing what he's doing right now, but I've got him winning the regular season championship, losing to the 8 seed first round.
Could see that. I'm trying to find a real life comparison. There's some like really like steady as she goes. I feel like the Pacers might have done that in basketball or something, loss of the Hawks or something.
Well, yeah, and I think Colorado Avalanche did that a couple of years ago too. Maybe three years ago.
But yeah, they just got it's like they he's putting up enough points every week and then just riding them. He's the first to admit it too. Stewart's the first to admit that he doesn't know how he got here either, but.
Well, yeah, and like the thing I was looking at earlier this week, so the last place a team tied for last place is G&J. 14-34 is the overall points. Lafferty Daniel has 14-32, less, and he's first, so less than 20 points difference. it just seems like the luck that's coming out of Lafferty Daniels' schedule is unbelievable. And like even like this week, he played, or like in week 10, I think he played JWoww, and JWoww puts up a 121. Like, it's just like terrible.
It's all timing.
Yeah, it is all timing, I guess, but...
they got rivalry week pretty bang on, which was kind of creepy, actually. Although, I guess me, Burnside, wasn't that big a deal. We're not really rivals. We could be. We could play it up. It'd be more of like a wrestling sort of thing. We'd be acting the whole time.
Well, yeah, no, there was some good matchups. Like, obviously, there were some exchanges earlier in the season between me and Jay. G&J. But like, another one that... I think was like exclamation point was Yaney versus Hendry.
And yeah. Like
Yaney was, you know, brutal and has been brutal all year. And then he just punches one of his good buddies in the face.
Yeah. Just,
and Hendry was just on fire going to that matchup.
Yeah. Hendry was like, just, oh man, face sidewalk. Just, yeah. Which has never happened to him before. He's always upright. He's always walking fine. He never just collapses in parking lots or anything. No. Hendry's always fine, but yeah. Not this time. Not once Yaney demolished. Although putting up a 148 and losing, that sucks.
Yeah,
it definitely sucks. But we talk about that all the time.
But yeah, like the Tinder Assassin and Delamere, like they were, you know, they obviously. Good buddies going at it. So yeah, there were
the two Ryans, both guys named Ryan. That could cause some conflict.
Yeah, that is the conflict for sure. Yeah. And then, yeah,
big
and,
time.
Yeah, and
Yorkie pretended to be Bondo once. Remember that on the phone? So yes. Bondo's like, you can't impersonate me. I'll take this W. Thank you very much.
And then. So I got to ask you, what's with the team name change for you? Because
I lost. I had my unbeaten run was for a while.
Yeah, that was. So that is the requirement, and that's the.
I got to switch it up, man. The guys got to know that it's not good enough. It can't just be wearing any name around. You gotta go represent it.
Wow. Okay. Well.
Yeah. Plus, it's kind of fun. I don't know. This one kind of sucks, but it's tough. The 20 character limit is tough. There's a lot of stuff on Yahoo though that's pretty hilarious. Did you realize there's power rankings?
No. What's the power rankings?
It's unbelievable. It's under like standings, and then you go ratings and levels. And they got They got manager ratings. I forget where I saw the power rankings.
Anyways, well, we obviously didn't prepare for that part of the pod.
Well, no, I just thought it was interesting because Yahoo does so much other garbage.
Yeah. But we can't find it. That's what I'm saying. We didn't prepare.
At any rate. Yes. Oh, yeah. We should keep talking about it.
So, okay, milking out. I haven't done it in the last couple of weeks, but there was a pretty key injury in the NFL over the last week. To a pretty high octane offense, but Cooper Kupp going down, gone for the rest of the season. I think that was JWoww's guy, obviously. So that is a couple things because did the Rams sign another wide receiver or did something happen with the Rams? Or am I just making something up?
They were included in, like, as soon as it was like, it's the same as anything. Like Dez went down, so automatically everyone was saying Brandon Marshall. But then I think Marshall hadn't signed yet, so because of a Rams receiver went down, like whoever's out there just gets mentioned. Like it's just a cycle or whatever.
Well, I think The Rock will be going more to obviously Todd Gurley and you know Brandon Cooks, which is a good thing for me. That was the biggest injury, and that's a pretty big injury. A couple other ones that like Marvin Jones didn't finish the game. Martavius Bryant, I don't even know what's going on with him. Devontae Parker had an injury, but I think he's fine. So
They're buying this week anyways. So I think and then obviously I figured I don't want to even really get to the biggest story, but I'll see if you mention it, but
it's a huge story, but it doesn't really matter in this league because I feel like that trade that had happened, it didn't really impact anyone because so obviously Le'Veon, but I think the most disappointing thing here is when did he go second overall?
Yeah,
like a second overall pick doesn't play one snap all year and he's healthy. Like that's insane. Yeah.
And to me, it's in a year where like more than ever, guys have just been popping off too. Like it's like obviously in past years, like people always get points,
right.
But I think you'd agree that there's been some like pretty ridiculous weeks where it's like who's scoring now? Like and to not have Le'Veon Bell out there doing that kind of sucks as well, just fan wise.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does suck. I mean, Ozzie basically loses his first overall pick, which blows. So,
right. Just looking, and then obviously Lafferty Daniel drops him, which there's obviously no point. He's not playing, so don't.
I was almost gonna pick him up and drop him just to say like, oh man, if I'd only had Bell, like man, oh man.
Yeah. But looking at Lafferty Daniel's squad, he's got three defenses going on. Like, is there something he's doing? Like, maybe he's streaming in the playoffs, looking at all the matchups there.
Yeah, I think he's looking ahead for sure. I always try and stay on top of that as well. I've had to hang on to some defenses to kill a roster spot. I think what he's doing is creating a case for anyone who wants the benches smaller. It's what he's doing.
Yeah,
because if you have room for three defenses, like what is going on?
Yeah,
especially it's bye season, big time. Byes are messing everything up, and I think even with that Cooper Kupp injury, I scooped up when he first went down the first time. I didn't scoop up the guy right behind him, Josh Reynolds, but because we have so many byes now, I did scoop him up right away. Like it's interesting how luck has it that you can't. Like JWoww could have maybe waited and seen what happens with Kupp, but as soon as he went down, I said, "Okay, I got to get this guy because regardless if he
you mean like during the game, or,
it was close. I think it was later that night when I was deciding. I think I was deciding whether to cut bait on Tre'Quan Smith, who was thanks for showing up at all. I don't even know if he was on the sideline for the Saints Bengals smashing, but anyway.
But no, so it was like Cooper had went down. He didn't come back. It looked serious.
During the Sunday nighter, during the Sunday nighter, news wasn't out yet, but I knew I needed a guy for this week, so that kind of forced my hand.
So what do you know about coming into week 11 here? But what are you hearing or what do you know about this, the Monday nighter going from Mexico
City
back to LA?
I was listening to a bit of Dan Patrick and they were kind of, it's funny because obviously like the right people are going to do the talking to the press for the NFL, right? That's just how it is. Like, there's not going to be some leak like, oh, they probably could have played. Like it's the same as like when you report a surgery, like surgery went well, like we don't hear about too many like poor surgeries, but they're obviously going to feed the beast a little bit, cover themselves up. I think it's a huge thing that they even moved at all. I mean, the NFL had a tough decision on their hands. I don't think they really wanted to, but I mean, the field had to be pretty shit. Like, I guess so because of a concert.
Players like were like, "Fuck it, I'm not even playing."
I think that's interesting because like with a player, I don't know if the players were even there, but I think that's just a thing that. The right people can plant that seed to make the NFL look good, right? Yeah. That just makes the NFL look good. So,
anyways,
still can't find the power rankings.
It's going to be a great Monday nighter. I think.
God! I was going to ask Hendry if he wanted to watch, but he already texted me that he's scared because we play each other, and I'm loaded up on Monday night right now. So,
yeah.
And you got Cooks going at least, right?
Of Cooks and Tyreek Hill.
No, Tyreek Hill, yeah. That's going to be amazing, man. I mean,
it's going to be a really good one.
There's been so many games this year too, where it's like in the past it's been like, oh, this will be a high scoring game, take the over, and it never hits. Mm-hmm. But I feel like almost every single one this year is just blasted off.
Speaking of just like betting and stuff like that, a sidebar, and this is the sixth sense, so we can talk about this. But
yeah,
I've started this little problem in betting on Bet365, and I've every single game that I've bet on the Leafs, I've lost every single one. It whether it's over under, whether it's win, whether it's cover, like puck line or the money line, they just don't win. I lost on Saturday night. I had them to beat the Bruins, which would have been awesome, but nope, they didn't. But anyways.
So as a fan then, let me ask you a fan question.
Yeah.
Are you going to test your control and start betting against them just so they get W's?
I can't. This is something that hasn't been a problem for me like in the last like month that I've been on Bet365. This has been a lifetime issue. Like when I was like 19 playing pro line, like this was happening. And I've always bet the Leafs to win or do something or go over because, you know, I'm going to be watching it. And I always get disappointed. And it just makes me so – I get pissed at the team. It's just, you know, it's just not good. But I don't think I can, like, bet against them because I don't know if I like my money more or do I like the Leafs more. So
– that's a tough call, yeah. Money is pretty cool.
Yeah,
I feel like money's doing a lot more for you than the Leafs. They are. They have been entertaining at least, though, which is good. All right, technical time. Last time I was on, my phone said I had a million battery left, and then it died. So I gotta. We'll just do this quick. This will be good. Now I gotta take you off speaker here.
Why are you?
I'm gonna put you up to my ear. I don't want you to have to echo here. Oh man, this is the part of the podcast that everyone loves.
I'm literally just looking at your forehead right now.
That's what I'm trying to take my camera off and take you off speaker.
Holy jeez.
Okay, that's better probably. I'm just a ZC now.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and now you hear yourself echo.
Oh my god.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
Now I feel like I'm in high school, just camped out here.
Whatever.
Home for a bit.
All right. Well, let's do a recap on week 10 then.
Recap from this week's events. This has been massive. I feel. Speaking of phones, I don't know if you mind if I maybe think I break news, but you can tell me if it's breaking news or not. I think we had our first ever over the phone trade negotiation while JWoww and I were commuting home today.
You guys called each other.
Yeah, we both decided, hey, we're both driving. What else are we going to do? Let's try and get something done.
And did something get done?
No, nothing.
Nothing. So it was just a good chat on the 401 for both of you or what?
Yeah, here's what came out of it, though. What I feel like we had the great podcast from Nashville in the car. Or when we were crossing state lines there. Mm-hmm. That was awesome. But I feel like if we, maybe on a couple Wednesdays, just you, Yorkie, and I were driving home, we just do the podcast that way. I don't know who could conference it in and get it done, but.
Oh, it's going to be easy.
Then we'll do a couple commuter podcasts.
Okay.
So good. People seem to like driving one, so.
Yeah. Hey. I'm down.
We can just schedule it. Yeah. We can just tell people at work and be like, hey, see if we can do this and also drive a car.
Yeah. Well, I think Yorkie will probably miss a bunch of turns like he did when we actually did the pod in Nashville there. That was brutal. Anyways, but that was a good pod. We had Hendry puking about 30 seconds before the pod. So that was fun as well. But at any rate,
perfect.
Okay, let's get right into this, buddy. Let's get into the recap of last week. So the Mo we had, you were in the Mo, and you were playing Hide My Chub. So it was a tough one. I wouldn't say it was necessarily it was a close battle, but it wasn't like a high-scoring battle, that's for sure. I think that was probably the lowest winning score with a 138 that Hide My Chub had.
Yeah, you're welcome, Burnside. You're welcome. Go ahead. That's fine.
It was, we had an over under at 297. It came in at well under that. So I had it as the over. So I think I'm on a streak of, I've been wrong on the last 4 or 5 weeks. Yorkie had it as an under, so Yorkie was good on that one. Yeah, but it was, you know, it was a close matchup, so that's good. Nick Chubb, wow, did he have a big week for Burnside.
Oh, he saved his ass, blasted off. That's why he's in the team name. Good for him. Yeah, I actually got a pretty good read on this one. It literally came down to, I know it didn't come down to the Monday Nighter, but I literally was ahead going into the Dolphins' last drive against Green Bay, which is sort of good for me because I have Kenyon Drake, but also Dolphins have Brock Osweiler, and watching him play against the defense you're playing is god awful. I gotta tell you, it's like the worst experience of your life when you're leading and you just need him to not do anything. I literally was like, kneel down, just and then they got 3 sacks in the matter of 30 seconds. 3 sacks and I think almost in 3 consecutive plays.
Yeah.
Instead of my guy doing anything. So,
but
it was good. It's why we play, right? I mean, it came down to literally the last part. And that was right after, on the Packers' last drive, Devontae watched a ball go through his hands for what I got. It's greedy. It would have been his third touchdown of the day, but still.
Yeah. You know what? That, I don't know. The more we play this sport, this fantasy football in the UFFL, the more I don't like the defensive team position. I know it's been a topic of conversation with a lot of GMs in the fact that they think they get too many points. I think it's something we, as a commissioning team and as a league, have to look into to reduce the number of points that a defensive squad can get.
Sure.
Just because it just,
you know, or have them at all. Do we have them at all?
And that was another thing potentially. Yeah. Like, do we even need to have a defensive team at all? Because
it's,
you know,
a big Burnside, one. I didn't get to put my rules in. So
yeah, anyway, go ahead. Sorry. It's in the second highest points he gets is 23 from his defense. So and you know, I'm not just pointing out Burnside. The only reason I'm pointing out Burnside and his team, his defense, is because I'm looking at it. But you know, I had Pittsburgh and they had 23 points. So
It's one of the last sort of lottery tickets. Like, if you're trying to eliminate the stuff where it's like in baseball, if you had complete games as a category, it's like you don't really know when those complete games are going to come. Like, you can draft a guy who gets a lot of them ish. They don't really happen in the majors anymore, but back in the day when we had the Doc Holidays of the world, you can sort of say you drafted for it. But I've never been a fan of stuff where it's like, the strategy that goes into it is like the other team's quarterback shit, so I'll pick him up. Like, yeah, you had to make the roster spot. I get all that stuff. And I always kind of pat myself on the back when my defense does well, but they could also very easily just get a couple sacks and chill as well. So,
yeah. And the other thing is that they typically are drafted like pretty late. Like, I think defenses can, you know, first get drafted around the, you know, 10th early. But probably closer after the 12th round, right? But yet they're putting up, you know, significant points throughout a season for a team. To me, there's no strategy there. So, you know, it's something that I'm probably going to propose when we go through the rule changes in the offseason. But at any rate, we turn our attention to the dud in week 10. So we had you want a D or to Johnson playing bye weeks, who has now changed his team name to, I think, you know, worse than Nathan
Peterman. Bad as Nathan Peterman actually fit. Chambo didn't take kindly to being in the dud, it looks like.
No, not at all. He came out swinging, and he put up a big week.
Oh, shit. I didn't even realize I think this was Shady on his bench, too. Holy crap.
What, Shady had a good week last week?
He had And that this was with 52 points on his bench. Shady went off against the Jets. Eric Ebron went banana sandwich.
Yeah.
And scored a rushing touchdown. He was on his bench. Started Jimmy Graham instead. Wow. 52 bench points. Holy shit.
Well, that's impressive. That's a big dud of a move to have Jimmy Graham at a 2.4 points and Ebron. But, you know, I think
patience paying off, though. Patience paying off for Chambeau. He's waited for Wentz to get healthy. He's waited for Aaron Jones to come around for the pack. And he's had to sit through David Johnson the season, which I'm sure wasn't even fun for David Johnson to do. So,
yeah, lost Randall to Cobb, though. Randall Cobb's out.
Knocking on the door, man. Knocking on the door now.
Well, I'll slam that door shut this week on him pretty hard.
I don't know. You're the highest projected. Aren't you worried that someone might go on a podcast and jinx you?
Nope. Because I do that all the time. I don't think about stuff like that.
I'm classier than that. It's fine.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You were just cursing me when I was doing that last week. Anyways, so you want the D Johnson and bad as Nathan Peterman. Bad as Nathan Peterman totally, you know, lived up to the bill in the dud and came up with a whopping 116. Obviously, you know, Chambeau had a 163. So they were coming in around a 280, which what we had was much higher than, you know.
Yeah, that was an interesting number. I was wondering about that number. That was like
too low.
That was a little salt in the wound. Yeah, that's well, like a 126 to 120. Like you had a 251 and a half. Like,
that's well, not you know, nice. It, to me, it, you know, Chambeau had a week where he bounced back, but you know,
yeah,
you know, Morris, he totally did what he usually does. Shits
the bed. Need him to come through this week. Imagine he wins this week, though. That would be super interesting. We'll look ahead to this week after, but
yeah. But yeah, no, he's I don't know. It's hasn't been a good year for Morris. I know he's been kind of he just got a couple picks that just didn't go his way. Obviously, I think Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, man, we should have him on. I would love to talk to him. I miss him.
Yeah, no, and I spoke to him a couple weeks ago, and yeah, he's a great guy. You know, I think you're right. We should have him on because, you know, he can probably explain some of his reasoning as to what he did. And he had, but even like Greg Olsen went down, he had injury problems. It was just, and I think, you know, Aaron Rodgers probably isn't as fantasy stud as what he thought he was going to be.
Absolutely, yeah.
But, you know, he picked right before me or right after me. And in the pick that he picked Aaron Rodgers, it was in the second round. I was definitely going to take Aaron Rodgers. But I
took that's what I love about this game, too. That's why so much stuff has to go certain ways.
Yeah. No, it's certain, you know, his misfortune, I think, benefited my team and my season in the 4 months of this UFFL. So, all right, so let's turn our attention to week 11.
I was wondering at what point we start, because there's a prize for first place. At what point do we start sort of honing in on that race, letting the listeners know how tight that is? Or,
well, yeah, like
playoffs too is important. So,
well, so
Yorkie kind of did a good job of summing it up for us off the top, so that's nice.
Apparently, thanks, Yorkie.
Someone's gonna light a fire one day. He's just gonna come on with just a rant one day, like, and it's gonna be like, whoa, can we even like play that? It's amazing.
Yeah. Gotta, you know, you have to warn Miss, you know, Beth Cosby not to
listen.
Yeah,
but, yeah, we'll just take a break from the commissioner corner this week. She hasn't brought it up to me the last couple of times I've talked to her, but
oh, she's probably not happy with the amount of jinxing I was giving you last week,
though. Maybe, yeah. She's probably just thinking, oh, Andrew.
Yeah, oh. I don't know about that.
That's not nice.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, so
Michael, I don't know about Andrew this week. Oh. What he was saying about Zachary. Yeah, anyway, all right, enough of this.
Bringing Michael into this, I'm in deep doo-doo. Doo-doo.
You just said doo-doo.
Oh, geez. Just
to make sure you didn't swear. That's well done. Good job.
Down a wrong path.
Okay, speaking of the Mo from week 11 that we're going to preview now.
Yes. So
it won't be Hendry, so we'll just make sure of that. That's fine. No, I'm just kidding.
This is a fun matchup for you guys, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So this is coming up to this point in the year. I've always kind of been like, okay, a high seed versus a high seed is probably going to be the Mo. But I've kind of dabbled with, like, there's going to come a point when there's a big matchup that has big implications on the overall standings. But it could be for a playoff spot or something like that. It's going to be very important. And I think this is the week that I'm going to suggest that. I think the matchup of the week, the projections is not good. Their team's not even rolling hard. But I think you discount Belichick versus Tinder Assassin. 5-5 versus a 5-5. Very important matchup.
I hear you. Who do we think? Okay, what are we thinking about it as we go through it here?
Well, like in what regard? Like over under wise?
Yeah. Well, no, just in general. Like how it looks like, because projection wise, it's looking like it favors Yorkie. So he's got to be maybe. Is he happy? He's playing Aussie. We'll see. But I think as far as it's pretty tight. Hide My Chubb and JWoww are tight in the projection too. They're at 5-5 and 4-6.
So the thing with like JWoww squad, it's struggling. I agree that it's close in the matchup. It's 11-7. It's an important game. Okay, what is his overall points total? He's had 313 points overall this year. I think in week two, he had like 231.
Yeah.
Like,
1313 minus 230 is like some just under 1100. And there's been 10 weeks. Other than that, no, there's been 9 other weeks.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So he's so what did he have there in week two? I'm gonna go back a trip down.
And he's gone silent on my WhatsApp too. I don't know. I thought we were gonna get somewhere. I don't know what's going on now.
Oh yeah,
I think it's my WhatsApp.
So it wasn't week two or it wasn't week three. What week did he go off? Might have been week four.
Well, you bringing it up again because he went off against me.
Oh shit. 236.
He smashed me.
Oh yeah, I should have asked you. You knew what week it was.
I've been like just trying to forget. I've been waking up trying to forget about that week.
Anyway, so that's a close one. I just honestly I can't necessarily put JWoww in the matchup of the week because his team is so bad.
And I just love the only other one I was looking at that I love is like 2-3-7 teams finally catching their groove, and good for them.
Yeah.
12-13. G&J and Gurley's going wild. Finally going wild, but they're both up over the 150s, so. Impressive shit. Well, let's go with the must win, though. Let's do it. Aussie will be thrilled. Are we going to have him on in a bit?
We'll see if we have time. I don't know. Okay. We got to get through this stuff first. But
in the meantime, we got Yorkie squad with, he's going with Cam at QB against the Lions. He had Matt Ryan otherwise. That's interesting. Unless Falcons aren't buying. No, that's... So he's got Valdez-Scantling, so that's a pretty good pickup for him. Christian Kirk of the Arizona Cardinals. Doug Baldwin. Talk about a down season. Oh, man. Dougie Baldwin. Saquon, who was actually made Monday night worth fun to watch as I was watching Eli put up enough points that would have given me the victory last week. That was great. Scouting though, I've never rooted harder for a guy just to keep his job for a week so I could start him because I'm starting him Eli this week. Oh, it's pretty sad. Yorkie's hurting in the running back department. He's got Alfred Blue as his RB2, and then Zach Ertz and Willie Snead. So Is this the definition of scraping together a team? Like,
well, he's down a man too, right?
Yeah, he's got Saquon and Cam, and he's riding the penalty out. He's trying to ride the punishment he made up before he probably screwed up. He probably made that up himself and texted it to you. That's fine though. Last week, we're not talking about week 9. It's fine. Everything's done with that. Yeah. We'll move on. We could have a big powwow if we all get together about all that. It'll be more fun than just talking about it.
Well, maybe we'll get together all of us at Bondo's December 15th.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Put it on the calendar, folks.
We got to do some wicked. Yeah, we got to do some wicked planning for that. That's going to be great.
Oh yeah, he'll do some amazing planning.
We'll do. We should show Bondo tapes of other parties, and it'll be like, I'll do that of mine.
So. Side note, but it's okay because this is a sixth sense. I've got the Raptors game on the in the background.
Huge.
There's 2 seconds left in the game. It's tied 104-104. And Kawhi was going in on a drive and had the guy beat. Just as he's going up for the layup, he dribbles it off his foot and kicks it out of bounds.
No, it didn't happen.
100% it happened. Oh, I know.
God.
It was ridiculous. Oh, and hit a guy right in the face. Guy in the second row in courtside seats.
Was it Nav Bhatia? Did he hit Nav? Super fan Nav. I got them. Love Nav. Anyway.
I think they interviewed him on TSN 1050 today. It's like, what the hell are you interviewing super fan for? Anyways.
I love it. That's fantastic. That's so radio. I love it. Anyway, that's not good for the Raps. You're going to keep us updated now because now our listeners are going to have to relive it here.
So let's put the over under on this matchup, or if you want to review, I don't think you've ever reviewed Ozzy's squad yet.
I haven't. It's the battle of QBs though. The mobile QBs, Russell Wilson, Allen Robinson, who was like, is that the ultimate, return from outer space? Like I thought he was in a black hole and then he's all of a sudden he's scoring 2 touchdowns last week going bananas. He's got Marvin Jones coming back. Crabtree's got a nice matchup against the Bengals, who are terrible. And then Jordan Howard, Ito Smith, Travis Kelce, and Dante Moncrief. It's an interesting name to say, Moncrief. But yeah, like you said, 5-5. There are going to be some nail biting going on during this one for sure.
What's your total, sir? I think so. The total on this will be. I'm going to go with 286.5.
Under. I'm kidding. I was going to say that no matter what you said. But I'll go under and I'll say just because Saquon Barkley might be the only running back starting in this matchup.
You're going to go under. Okay.
Never right anyway, so it's fine.
What did I say? 284 or 286? Yeah. 284. Okay. I'm going to go with the over. And the only reason I'm saying the over on this one is because, the Raps just lost. I don't know what happened.
No way. Buzzer beater?
Well,
come on.
Something happened. The Pistons are going nuts.
Drawn up by Dwayne. That's the ultimate. Dwayne was known for not calling plays well out of timeouts.
No, what I was going to say about this matchup, because we're breaking down this most so well, eh?
Yes, you're all over it.
So
we got to give Ozzy a lot of airtime.
Travis Kelce is going to light it up on Monday night. And I don't know
if he's a backdoor jinx by you. That's a backdoor jinx. You're going to say he's going off so that your guy goes off instead. We see right through this stuff. It's fine. It's fine.
It was, you know, what's even worse about this Raptors game? The inbound pass was from Jose Calderon.
Just daggers.
Yeah, it was. Okay, so I've said, we both said under. I went over. Sorry, yeah, I went over because of Travis Kelce. Okay, okay. Moving on. Let's break down this dud much better than we did the Mo there, because that was,
he's making it
100% my fault though. So my bad. Sorry, all listeners. But going to the dud, who you think is going to be in the dud?
There's some pretty good matchups this week. So, I mean, Nathan Peterman's in a guy's name.
Yeah.
So I think it's almost like an automatic. And I'm glad we're focusing on this, and I'll get to that in a second. You say what you wanted to say about the dud. We're going to stay super focused.
I 100% agree with you. I think the dud is that matchup. And no disrespect to Delamere, he's getting dragged down because bad as Nathan Peterman is in this match, he's against him. The projections are terrible. And Delamere has a good team. He's got a couple guys on bye this week that makes it a little bit more tough for him. But yeah, so that would be my nomination for dud of the week. And they both have kickers right now. So,
That's why I was glad we're talking about it, because this is the other. So we talked about getting rid of defenses already,
right?
Or figuring that out. This Delamere, I don't know if you've noticed what he's been doing.
No.
But he's making a case for why we shouldn't have kickers either, because he is going week to week, keeping a roster spot, keeping a dude until sometime on Sunday, and then basically either picking up a guy who's playing late Sunday or the Monday night kicker. And that's how he's been deciding how to get his kicker.
Oh.
So you want to talk strategy, like, what an important, you must think it's so important if he's just cutting down his whole field of kickers just to hang on to a droppable waiver wire guy. Very interesting stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm only that focused on it because I'm bitter because I lost to our tie. We only tied because his kicker was the Monday night Italian guy that they walked in from the local fucking Olive Garden or whatever to kick for them for the Falcons. So
was he a patron or was he a worker?
I don't know.
Just want to know if he was chomping on some garlic bread.
He just likes the breadsticks. They're all you can eat or whatever. So fuck.
I haven't been to an Olive Garden years. That place still exists or is that just like,
yeah, they're all in the States. They're all in the States.
Yeah.
They're interesting though. They all have that, like, you walk in and they're trying not to be like a cookie cutter. Like, they kind of get what they are, but there's always like that moment where it's like the mix of the garlic smell, but also like the bathroom mop smell. Like, they just clean the bathroom. And you're like, can I just get to my table? Hopefully I can get out of this sort of like mop smell. I don't need any disinfectant in my fettuccine or whatever. But
oh man, can you imagine the deuces that happen in that washroom?
Oh my God. There's a lot that goes on with Olive Garden. I'll just leave it at that.
Pesto Alfredo just shit everywhere.
We love going to them. Because the food's for a place like that, I guess. I don't want to say like that. It feels like it's degrading, but the food's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of it. But we did a New York trip once that we went. I ate so much the whole rest of the trip before that. We saved Olive Garden the last day. I had like soup. And I was like, I can't do this. Like, we'd eaten so fucking much.
Oh, the waiter or waitress must have been like, what is up with this guy?
Yeah.
What
a loser. Okay, yeah. Thanks for
loser
coming.
Canadian.
Yeah. Thanks, loser.
So
we really broke down the dud, but we did it.
We totally did not break down the dud. I think we actually broke it down way worse than the Mo.
Do we mention players usually? I forget how we don't mention
players in the dud. Just, these teams are terrible.
Yeah, and they're messing with the kicker spot. Messing around. I see you, Delamere. I see you.
Well, Delamere, his squad's like,
I'm doing the John Cena. You can't see me. Anyway, sorry.
No, I was going to say his squad, like, from week to week, it looks okay, but then, like, I look at it right now, I'm like, man, it's not that good. But I could be jinxing myself, but.
Oh, Kamara, like, there's a few teams in our league where there's some studliness, and then they're just making the right calls. They're picking the right guys up at the right times. I mean, part of what Stewart's been doing, we didn't set a number on this yet. You do that while I while I do this diatribe, but part of what first place has been doing is riding a few guys that, not that no one else wants, but Latavius Murray, for example, Dalvin Cook is back now, but while he was out, Latavius Murray was of value and Stewart was willing to stick with him. So you get those guys at the right time and then just hope you can kind of make a wave of that. And it's an interesting game to play because you're doing quite a bit with it. But at the same time, if it works, it works. And you're cruising towards $500. So is that our top pro? I don't even know what first place in regular season
is.
I never,
regular season never champ, $500. And what I'm I want to do after I get you the over under and the dud, I just want to look at Stu Fart's, you know, what's going on with the rest of his season. I know in week 13, he's playing Delamere. I just saw that. So we'll take a look. And obviously this week he's playing Bondo. So, and he's not projected to do very well against Bondo.
He's never projected to do very well.
Yeah. And then next week he plays his good buddy Tinder Assassin. Which probably a win for him. But I've got, and just kind of, if we're talking about kind of the top spot, I know I'm in that race as well. I've got Chambo, I've got Peterman, and I've got Gurley's Gone Wild. So based on the standings, you know, I've got a pretty, I think I've got an easier out than Delamere does. Hendry has got you, then he's got JWoww, then he's got Bondo. So,
bunch of teams peaking at the right time.
Yeah. So, I'm going to put the over under on the dud. The over under on the dud is going to be, I'm going to go 261.5.
Okay. So 130 each.
That's a good one, eh?
That's a pretty good number, as usual, as per the huge. But just because they don't have Cook kickers right now, and they're projected to go over it. Derrick Henry scores a touchdown. Might be the only touchdown that he gets, though. I don't know. Thursday night magic from Aaron Rodgers. I'll go over. Thursday night magic from Aaron Rodgers. Deshaun's going to light up the Redskins. That's Deshaun Watson.
So this is our tiebreaker. You know, we both said, wait a minute. You said under. I said over on the mo, and now you're saying over, and I'm going to go under on the dud. And, you know, I don't mean to be, you know, I've said this a few times, but, you know, the thing, just everything that's going on with Morris right now, I just don't have confidence. Putting up some numbers, so unfortunately I've got to go. I've got to go on the under, but you know, again,
that
we can.
Cough was well timed.
Get him on here, and he can tell us what's going on. But
yeah, maybe we can get a referendum started, a revolution started. What we can do to make this league right for everyone. Not that it's the league's fault that he's down there, but I'm sure there's some. He has some. Ways he thinks that we could do things and make
he'll get an opinion of things. So, but anyway, so yeah, that's just to recap, the Mo Aussie versus Yorkie over under is 284.5. The dud, we got Delamere and Morris at a 261. So there you go. That's the way it stands.
Sweet.
What else you got for us, Cosby?
Oh, just disappointed my WhatsApp went dark. Really a lot of adrenaline flowing, thinking some players might be moving around and might be making some pickups. But we have Thursday Night Football hasn't totally screwed us yet, so we still have a day for that. We can see what happens from there. I was hoping you could fill me in on what's going on Leafs-wise. We leave some room for that always.
Yeah, so big win last night. They're on the West Coast. They beat LA 5-1 last night. Some sick goals. Mitch Marner, just like there was a goal last night went on a power. They had two power play goals at least, I think. Tavares, Marner, Kadri, just sick. Morgan Riley lighting it up. Morgan Riley, 23 points in this season. I think he's tied for fifth in scoring, highest defenseman in the league. Like, just for anyone who thought that he wasn't a number one defenseman in the league, I think, you know, they're eating their words on that one now. Sure. He's obviously lighting it up and doesn't look like he's stopping anytime soon. This Nylander issue is just, this is just stupid. Wayne Gretzky, the great one, was on Leafs Lunch a couple days ago and was like, listen, when I was 22 years old, the same age as Nylander, all I wanted to do was play hockey. You know, I didn't care about the money, didn't care about any of this stuff. And he's like, he's playing in an amazing city. He's got a chance to win a Stanley Cup with an amazing team. Basically, you know, the great one just saying, you know, get your act together and get on the lineup.
Yeah, figure it out, man, for sure.
Yeah, like, so it'll be, you know, we have until December 1st for a decision to hopefully be made, whether it gets traded. And the rumor is that, you know, Leafs are looking now at some offers from other teams, or have said that, you know, to the other teams, you know, send us what your best offer is. I think up until this point, maybe until like last week, they were like, no, we're not trading him. So that's been a change. And I heard that over the weekend, but yeah, it's just, you know, to think what they're doing right now, and they're, you know, they're playing well. They got a big matchup tomorrow against San Jose, which will be a kind of a, you know, kind of put your stakes in the ground kind of game as far as how good you are. But they're doing well, and the fact that they're doing well without guys like Matthews and Nylander in the lineup is pretty impressive.
Nice.
When they get those guys back, it could be dangerous. Yeah, and supposedly Matthews is skating again with the team, and you know, so he could be back maybe sooner than we think.
And I've already heard these seeding conversations starting. Let's stop those. Like, the league's the way it is. Don't worry about the playoffs yet. Who's going to be seeded where? Who's going to have to face off in the first round? We can save those conversations for March, people.
Why? Because what, guys, what, are they complaining that?
Well, people are already saying, look at. Well, they're already saying, look at who, like, look at what teams are good in the Metropolitan or whatever, and look how it's going to turn out again, where we have two good teams playing each other. It's just like, it's November. On behalf of Leaf Nation, though, Kirky, don't set a date on the Nylander thing. don't say anything else.
Yeah.
If anything, just say he'll walk. It's fine.
Yeah, I know. If anything, I say incorrect. No. Yeah, because I did have a Halloween deadline, and that didn't happen. Yeah,
no, it didn't work out.
But yeah, anything I say in regards to the Leafs doesn't come true. So you're right. I won't say anything in regard. It's Beauty. Just, I think it's got to, you know, it's mind-boggling to think that it's taken this long. When the guys are getting paid this much money, and I think both parties, from what I've heard, he wants to play for the Leafs. The Leafs want to have him on the team, so it's like, all right, we'll just get this done, right? So, but yeah, no, they're looking good. But you know, regarding the playoff setup, you know, I think most people would be pissed that we could have to play a really good team in the first round.
Oh yeah.
But, you know, the way I see it is, like, we got to get by them all anyways. So
16, the March to 16, man, it's crazy.
Right. Yeah.
Toughest tournament in all sports. We got plenty of time to talk about the Stanley Cup. But, yeah, we'll always probably be the toughest tournament.
No.
Just because of the matchups and the way teams can match up with you and we get to know guys' tendencies. I don't know if maybe this is a hockey yarn. I guess we're in enough of the hockey season. I don't know. I don't even know if I ever told you this. If you want, you think we got a good hockey story time here? I know we're going long, but I jumped on a train. You guys know I'm a Habs fan, but I jumped on a train, with around my birthday with, my buddy Mo, and we decided to do, a Montreal day.
Is he a listener?
I could probably get him now that I mentioned his name. He might not he's that he's got like
two
that.
Mentions. Oh, maybe that was before the.
Oh, that was before we started. But yeah, he's on the brain. He's one of my. I work with him too. Actually, he got me my gig where I'm at, so that's wicked. But college, you know how college ends, and you or the exams are done, and then my birthday's April, so it was Habs Flyers, and I'll do the short story. So we took a train down there. I got tickets somehow to one of the playoff games. got down there, and we obviously Montreal party city, but we, because of the train ride and the way, like, we'd gone, I think we'd gone out on the Friday too. So we took the train in the morning, and then we were dead, and we actually just ended up crashing in the hotel a little later than we thought. So we, by the time we got out to go on the patios, and because Montreal's going crazy, right? It's playoffs. We couldn't really get in anywhere. We couldn't do anything. So we just said, forget it. We'll just go in the game, see what's up there. So we basically, the 7 o'clock puck drop, we got in the rink about 5:30.
On the glass with the 5 and 6 year olds.
Like, honestly considered it, but the thing that kept us upstairs is Moog walks in, because the other thing is, like, we've walked by a million patios and haven't eaten anything, right, or drank anything. So Moog walks up, orders 4 beers, basically one of each of whatever they're doing, because we're just gonna have our dinner there, right? And the chick is just like, oh, it'll be $20 or something. We're like, huh? The beers, I think, were cheap anyway, but we had the seats I had gotten without us even knowing were all you can eat.
No way.
So we were on, like, the club level in the 200s, and we're sitting there, and we're like, we're so glad that we skipped all the patios, right? Like, we don't need dinner. We just sat there for 90 minutes getting pumped for the game, first of all, watching the whole pregame ceremony. But the whole point of the story, we were there early enough. We watched the warm-up, and it was the year that Price hurt his glove hand.
Right.
And Danny Briere for the Flyers was the last guy off the ice. And you know what he did right before he went off the ice? Shot 20 pucks, high glove. And then left the warm. Price? Yeah, like on the net. Like,
The net.
Yeah, like basically knowing he was going to go there on Price the whole game probably.
Oh, because I was thinking Breer. Did Breer ever play in Montreal?
No. Breer was, they always rumored him to go there.
Yeah.
He's when he was a Flyer, but he's literally like at the dot, just shooting high glove like a bunch.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty. I don't know if I think he ended up scoring in the game. It was a 2-1 game, I think. Koivu scored to tie it late, and I ended up like the row ahead of me. I didn't know what the hell was going on. But that city after they lose too is hilarious. Like, yeah,
that city is fun.
But it was like they were so depressed. Like, it was like it was like zombies walking around. Like, it was just,
would be. Yeah, I don't know how you're a Habs fan.
Oh, we don't have to get into that. I already told my story. So.
Exactly. All right, boys. I think that does a wrap for this week. Good luck to everyone. In the whole theme of jinxing people, I just absolutely love Luke Stewart's squad. I think he's going to dominate this week. I got to put him at like a 250, probably. I think Yahoo's projections are way off, but yeah, Luke Stewart, amazing squad. I think he's going to break records. So
sweet. I'm just glad the spotlight's off me. That's great.
Yeah, it'll come back. Don't worry. All right, boys. Best of luck this week. We'll talk to you next week. Cosby, over and out.
Chip it.